Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Okay, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Oh, my goodness. Y'all gonna have to bear with me. I got a tad bit of a sore throat, but you know me. I'm hardcore. I'm a trooper with it, so I'm rolling with it. Unfortunately, our special guest interview for tonight is not going to be here, but as always, we're going to do the show. The show must go on, as they say. And because the show must go on, and I want to hear from you, hit me up, 646-929-2037. Because, as always, I want to talk to you. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to know your feelings. Feelings. Nothing more than feeling. Anyway, once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Now, of course, I know that some of y'all just not going to call. I understand and respect that. So, if you're one of them people who are not going to call, you can, of course, email me. Dick@smoothdrama.com. You got something on your mind? There's something that's going on in your part of town? Or is it something that pissed you off? Or maybe something that's just joyous? Something good. You know, I am part of the love movement. There's something loving out there that you want to talk about. Holla at your boy, Dick@smoothdrama.com. Also, as you know, you listened to the show before. We have the chat room in Smooth Drama TV as well as the chat room in Blog Talk. So if you got a question, you in there, I'll at your boy. I, of course, read all questions, take all calls, even if you got something negative to say. Because I truly believe in freedom of speech before I hang up on your ass, of course. But I let you say what you got to say first, even if it's ignorant. Now, last but not least, because I want to stalk you, and I want you to stalk me, I'd like you to text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. Once again, text in the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411. That way you can keep up with us, what we got happening, you know, events going on, concerts, appearances, whatever. You know, got some stuff in the works here and want to keep you involved with it. Now, speaking of being back, Tiger, what y'all know about Tiger Woods? The report of Tiger's demise, a little too soon. Everybody was talking shit about Tiger. Tiger ain't got it no more. Tiger ain't doing this. Tiger ain't doing that. Tiger got divorced. Tiger got some ass. Tiger's in first place. Now, it's obvious Tiger got divorced. Y'all all seen it. He paid that ungodly amount, $100 million, to his ex-wife. But I'm saying he got some ass. You can see the Tiger strutting on the field now, like, yeah, what? Like he said, he's hitting the ball with some He in the press conferences smiling and shit. What else is there? Now y'all can't even say nothing about him. And I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to guess that moving forward, in Tiger's career and in these tournaments and whatnot, probably going to be more groupies at these events that Tiger is golfing at than at the damn NBA All-Star game. I'm just going to put it out there. I bet if we was out there at the Barclays, there's probably so many mini shirts on out there, no panties. I will guess that it's out there. Everybody wants to be the apple in Tiger's eye right now. Or at least in break time, you know, little episode, whatnot. Whew. Go Tiger. Okay. That's just my opinion. Now, I did read some. Now, I don't know if y'all remember a while back. We talked about Tila Tequila at the Bugalos. You know, the Bugalos was a concert where she got stoned and whatnot. Well, I guess Insane Clown Posse and Method Man and Red Man had performed there also. I guess he got taken down by these Bugalos, hitting the head and whatnot. According to Insane Clown Posse member Violet J, he said Method Man lawsuit is bitch shit. I guess it all stems from Method Man was up while he was performing. He said, fuck family. It's all about hip hop. And I guess the crowd was like, well, that's it. I guess fuck family, it's all about hip hop is what sets the Bugalos off, and they start throwing rocks and they bust Method Man in the head, and he's pursuing a lawsuit. Well, I think it's kind of funny, you know, people who don't get hit saying it's bitch shit to file a lawsuit. Well, I think that if I get hit in the head while I'm performing, I'm probably gonna file a lawsuit too. It don't take much. Shit. Any of these frivolous lawsuits we've seen where guys breaking into people's houses, suing and winning, you know, suing McDonald's for hot coffee. I'm thinking if you sue because you got attacked because the security was not good enough, I have a case. And for somebody to call it bitch shit, but then come up and say, well, it shouldn't have happened, and we respect Meth and Red to the fullest, but you called me a bitch. Now, do we have Method Man, Red Man, Insane Clown Posse? I don't even know who the hell the Insane Clown Posse is. You know, it's another set of whack-ass rappers. I've seen them. There's some dudes, I guess they do rap music, whatnot, dressed up as fucking clowns. Okay. And it makes me wonder, how come nobody ever attacks whack rappers? And I'm thinking maybe this need to be like some reverse The Empire Strikes Back. I know Star Wars people know what I'm talking about, where the Empire struck back and they got the rebels. I'm saying, why don't the good rappers, you want to get some press? Start attacking whack rappers. Maybe you need to do like KRS-One did PM Dawn back in the days and just throw their ass off the stage. I wouldn't mind. I mean, if you're going to get some publicity, whatnot, you might as well get some publicity for throwing a whack dude off the stage or whatever. I'm just saying. I mean, if you think about it, you really wouldn't get in trouble because nobody really cares about rappers. Shit. Didn't didn't Suge Knight hang Vanilla Ice over the balcony for his royalty? Allegedly. According to sources unknown. Hell, we still looking for, I mean, everybody talking about OJ looking for the real killer. I believe we still looking for the killers to Tupac, Biggie Smalls, and Jam Master Jay, and Lord knows other rappers, Big L. How many rappers done died and no killers have been caught? No real investigation. It's like, oh yeah, they got shot. We looking into an investigation closed. So I feel like maybe, I don't know, am I advocating violence here? I'm just saying, if you want to get at a whack rapper, it'll be a good time. I don't think that anybody be mad at you. Police probably won't get you. Because they'd be like, oh, it's just rappers attacking rappers. No biggie. Might get you some of that free publicity that they talk about here. Just a thought. I'm just saying. And getting on the whole attacking rappers, Anthony Mackie, one of my favorite actors, he of one of my favorite movies, She Hate Me, recently The Hurt Locker. He's been in countless movies. He came out and said that he's against rappers who aren't trained actors. You know, he got a beef with him, which has come up before. I know Samuel Jackson had that same beef, and Nia Long even chimed in on it a little bit. I mean, his basic thing was, look, some of these dudes, I mean, you're making the movies and you want to sell at the box office, but the guys can't act. I'm like, well, a lot of the quality movies that mean something, nobody wants to see anyway. I mean, we got to look at it. I mean, I understand what Mr. Mackey's saying, you know, because we all know that whack rapper that sells 8-9 million records, he makes a movie, you know it's going to be doo-doo, but I just say don't watch it. Normally, when I see a rapper, a so-called popular rapper, I just don't watch it. I steer clear of it. You know, movies with your Ja Rule, you know, pointing the gun sideways, bang, bang, I'm a gangster. I'm not watching none of that. I mean, it's Fred. I mean, of course, there are some good rappers who turn out to be decent actors. LL Cool J, Queen Latifah comes to mind. Mos Def. They've done quality, serious roles. You know, they span the depths of acting. And Will Smith comes to mind, of a former rapper who's a very accomplished actor. So I agree with Mr. Mackey in some sense, but at the same time, I kind of got to say, hey, I don't know about that one, man. You know, you may be going a little too far, because there are some of them, I mean, I know he was talking about Ice Cube also. Ice Cube's pretty good, actually. Bow Wow, he's been okay in a couple of movies. It depends on the movie. We all know we've seen some of our favorite actors in some dogs. And you're like, why are you in it? Then at the end of the day, I believe Billy Bob Thornton said it best when I saw him on TV. They were talking about how bad Eagle Eye was. And he's like, but you should have seen the check. Sometimes the check wins. I'm just saying. Last but not least, if we got a movie coming out, speaking of rappers in movies, whatnot, The Takers, Chris Brown. And I saw there was a little article where they were talking about, is Chris Brown bad for The Takers? I'm like, well, how many of these actors been beat on women, been slapped the hell out of people, attack folks, whatnot, been in drug rehab. And, I mean, what? Samuel Jackson used to be a crackhead. Robert Downey Jr., how many times he done been in and out of rehab? I mean, these guys go through things. People go through things in general. So to say something that Chris Brown did a while back and he's trying to recover from, you know, people make mistakes. Anybody who's sitting up there talking about, oh, well, it's, you know, they haven't paid their debt to society. He's paid his debt to society. Well, he's paying it. And because this is America, if you feel like you want to take a stand, take your stand. Don't go see takers because you say, hey, Chris Brown's in it, and I don't support women beaters. But then, I guess you're not watching no Wesley Snipes movies, no Billy Bob Thornton movies. There's countless actors. You probably have to turn your TV off. You won't go there. So, just saying, you might want to slow your roll on that. Everybody deserves a second chance. There's no such thing as perfect people. We all know. You catch some of these critics when they were like 18, 19 years old without the spotlight on them. Out there doing stupid shit. But you won't be the first one out here talking about a young man who made a mistake. And I hope that he doesn't do the same thing. So, yeah. One of the bloggers said Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson has one of the highest grossing films ever. And shit, is there anybody that he does like? Shit. If you want to talk about somebody that needs to beep, he hates everybody. But you go and see his film. And like I said, Woody Allen. I'm always going to bring him up. He married his fucking daughter. Enough said. If you can watch a Woody Allen movie, I'm thinking The Takers should be all right. Matter of fact, just because somebody said that, I might just go and go see The Takers just because you probably have watched a Woody Allen movie and talk and give him that critical acclaim that I don't get that he gets. I refuse to watch a guy who married his daughter's films. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't do it. If you can do it, more power to you. Peace out. But I can't do it. And on that note, I got to get some music in. Coming from his album, All Day I Dream About Spitting. My man Roscoe's with his homies, Killer Priest, Corrupt, and Cannabis, the Horsemen. This shit right here.
Four Dark Riders, the Black Demons of Revelation.
Nigga, my nigga. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here. Guaranteed. Hip hop quotables, nigga. Every verse, nigga. Step your game up, nigga. Horseman, nigga. I'ma show you how to rap, nigga. Show you how to rap.
HRSMN, no vowels. I don't give a shit, no vowels. No white flag waving, no throwing in towels. Clash of the Titans, more mechanical owls. I hang with the Gorgons and Stygian witches. Cannibalize niggas, causing full of boiling bitches. And you don't know the half, so you just 49% of a stupid son of a bitch. And concerning the spit, I'm a hot dog like burning a pit. Get my 23 on Feltine with an eye quick. You ain't your sister, get off of my dick. If you believe every rapper claiming they Bodrick. I got a bridge in London to sell you. Gravity, death, Razzie, 15 that never fail you. I get around like the side view of Lady Gaga. Here to fuck your life up like Black baby mama. Wish Granny could have lived to see President Obama instead of seeing her hometown underwater. At least she in a better place. Learning is a gift. Pain is my teacher. Two steps ahead of fate. Cause these rap niggas crazy spitters. Do Catholic priests make good babysitters? I'm a lazy spitter, but hip hop made me glitter. Till I'm Daddy Kane and Pun and Christopher Wallace. Even maybe bigger, and they rename me Jigger. Just praise me, nigga. Flame these cats up, but they dig in the dirt. Wrinkle them up till they looking like Mr. Bigglesworth.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit called death, nigga.
Like I went to Shakespeare graveyard, punch in the dirt, break through his casket, grab on his shirt, pull him back to the earth, put on his jacket, took on his accent to spit a verse, started rapping with a sick sinister smirk, took his skeleton and melted him. Cold night and the season with my hellish pen, the devil's den, murder of crows in flight over this cold yellow skin, angels and demons impaled in my lens, women screaming, vivid scenes on my picture screens, call me immortal, the hunter hunger, under fire, thunder eyes of slumber, rhymes of wonder, magic under earth, right like you strike matches, rung a curse among the first, rapping. One quarter horseman, one quarter stallion offspring. You ain't half the man my boss been. The Carhartt King, molecule spin as we sit by the rhythm and peel caterpillar skin. Capricorn was the first one born. Wasn't long before Aquarius was warned about the meteor storm. I go to Area 51 with my 15-year-old son. Rifles and guns, tasers on sun. Gemini, Janus, dream merchant, dangerous. Dr. Doom, stainless faces, locked behind cages. Frustrated with the scorpion and cancer crustaceans. Pacing back and forth from the face to the bus station, lock horns with Taurus and Aries. Big house on the prairie, various verses to the Virgo Mary. Vendetta, light as a feather. Heavy go getter, Libra lawyers writing me letters. To suit me for my cheddar. Sagittarius statues, black shoes and white shoes. And hues of dark reds and bright blues. I'm a lion in the shade, heavily sedated, so I behave. Drink pipe and tea, and eat fish eggs. But this shit right here got legs. Run you right off the edge. Wake up in bed next to a horse head. Read a horse head.
Right here, nigga. Right here.
Militant murder mongrel, hungry, starving, carving niggas up like Thanksgiving turkeys, carved in your chest, headless ranger, rawhide, ramrod, sinking to the sands of time, drowning war, am I? Pure poison, poetry that's used like nukes, mustard gas thrown from the throat to the poop, barbaric, I'm sick of you internet riders, you ain't riding, you hiding behind your computer, you ain't a shooter, you somebody that I'm dying to meet, so I can spread your body parts on the street, listen to Lil Manson, I'm trying to explain, I spit shit that split and enhance the pain, I spit shit that lift like elevators and cranes, you spit shit that's ignored, young man adore, inducer, stone face, my bitch Medusa, gladiator, galactic, sporadic, button, active, frantic, make you hit the panic button. You wear panties, your pussy probably wet as my bitch. Whole base, suck a nigga with intentions to snitch. I met you back in 85, your game is lame, nothing changed, it all stays the same. Radical, battle mode, Galactica, cuz on trip, spectacular, accurate, Gatling gun on spit. My relatives bugging, supposed to be my family, supposed to be my cousin. Earthquakes are imminent, rhyming is real. What you say, you gotta lay or die for a kill.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit called death, nigga. You mean I'm
together, you guys. Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. And I believe I got my man Black Steel in the house. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Dick Hugger? Just calling up.
Good.
Shout out to you, the show.
All right, I just got through playing that Roz Kass All Day I Dream About Spitting, his song, This Shit Right Here, featuring his homie, The Horseman. I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, that's the one you keep telling me about, and I keep saying, I'm going to get to it. I really haven't heard the whole thing, but just the little clip that I heard, I like it. So I gotta get up on it real quick.
Well, they got the video up, and, of course, they have the and got the album, 28 songs, and of course they're working on their album, which I can't wait, because if this is just a precursor to what they're doing, I'm all in. You know, I'm in love with hip hop. I can say it. I ain't ashamed. God damn it, I ain't doing the Dougie. If you see me doing the Dougie, you can shoot my ankles.
Yeah, no doubt. That's just what the game needs. You know, something. You know, something old, like right now. Something. You know, something that'll keep it. That'll keep everything moving. Cause yeah, like you said, yo, if you catch me doing the Dougie, just bust a cap in my ass.
Right. Same thing. Ass, ankles, they're all hurt.
No doubt.
Excuse me. I have somewhat of a sore throat, but I'm still here. Anyway, yesterday was a beautiful, beautiful thing that I missed out on 2 years in a row, but I'm going to get it next year. Yesterday was National Topless Day in Venice Beach. Now, last year, you missed that one. We had GoTopless.org, the organization here, and we talked about that. Women should have the right to go topless like men. You know, equal rights. I think some people think, like some of the protesters, now there's a video up for this where there are protesters out there who are mad at the women saying that they're ungodly, and them going topless will lead to STDs and God striking them down. I mean, these dudes was brutal. All because women just want to be able to take her bra off and her shirt off at the beach.
And I don't see nothing wrong with that. Hey, I need to get that video. What's the link?
Make me laugh. It's actually on CNN.com. It's an I report yesterday talking about the National Topless Day, Venice Beach. It's edited, though, so it's not a lot of topless women. But I think the issue is people are stuck on them. Well, your titty should be for your husband or your baby. I mean, this is what the dude is hollering in the video. But last time I checked, like, my titty is my titty. It's nobody else's titty. I mean, I take my shirt off. It ain't no big deal. I don't see the big deal in women taking their shirt off. And for those listening, just so you know, if you haven't quite guessed it, I'll enlighten you. Myself and Black Steel, we are what you would call African American. So, African Americans are for women being able to go shirtless. We just wanted to put that demographic out there. Just in case you think that it would be something that gay men or Caucasian men would be for, some Caucasian men. No, Black men are for it too. That was it.
We are.
Yeah. And it's not for the titties. I mean, because titties are titties. And I think, like anybody else, if you're a perv, whether she has on a shirt or not, the shirt is not the issue. I mean, obviously, the kids have on clothes when these Catholic priests are attacking these kids. So, clothes are not the issue. These kids are not walking around the church naked. And I know people say that's a bad comparison, but the people who will say that because you take off your shirt, you're asking for it, sounds stupid, like that idiot Bobby Knight said a few years ago when he made the little callous statement, if rape is inevitable, you should lay back and enjoy it. That shit's not funny. It never will be. And women being able to take off their shirt, has nothing with the fact that it would be eye-pleasing to me, even though it would be, and I'm sure you agree with me. But I'm just saying.
And yeah, the thing with that is that a lot of, you know, like if you go over to Europe, that's like common. You know, when people over in Europe go to the beach, you know, they go out to the beach. The women take off their tops. That's just how they roll over there. So, and it's a common thing. You know, you don't see people pointing and say, ooh, you know, that as just a way of life. And but you know, over here in the States, a lot of people get offended. It's sexist. It's demeaning and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, if people just handle it with maturity, it would not be an issue.
Right. Act like you've seen a pair. That's all it takes. Act like you've seen a pair. Grown-ups. Damn. Do you see some titties, you're going to go crazy? It's just breasts.
Hey, they're all over the strip club. When you go in the strip club, that's all you see. Every time you see a pair,
yeah,
you don't flip out. So, you know.
Yeah, I've never understood it. And I'll never understand it. You know, the whole you want to subjugate women on basic stuff like that. Because women's breasts are no, I mean, and the dudes, if you watch the video, the guys are dudes who should never take their shirt off. Ever. That's what's so funny about it. You know, 'cause they take their shirt off and it's like Jigglypuff the Pokemon. Okay. Hey. Big shout out, women. I got your back. If you want to take your shirt off, I'm all for it. Not gonna try to rape you.
And we'll even help you if you need somebody, you know, to pull it up over your head. You know, even if you need me to walk behind you and just hold on to it for you, strap it on.
And of course,
whatever, you know.
And of course, suntan lotion if you can't get to your back or whatnot. That's the good Samaritans that we here at Smooth Drama, me and Black Steel, that's the kind of guys we are.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not all good when we talk about rights. Well, that wasn't good. But I guess Utah is coming out with an immigration bill now to kind of, as their representative Steven Sandstrom unveiled, he says this bill is a new and improved version of Arizona's SB 1070. And what the bill does, it requires state agencies to verify immigration status before providing benefits and allows legal residents to sue if agencies refuse to enforce it with penalties attached. And it also, it creates funding for multi-agency strike forces to combat violent and other major felony crimes associated with illegal immigration and human trafficking. And it funds prosecution of identity theft crimes. Now, when I read it, I didn't see too bad in it, actually. Because I'm not necessarily against the prosecution of illegal immigration. I'm actually against the non-prosecution of the people who hire the illegal aliens. So when I saw that they were talking about that you can sue people that you know are doing it, I'm like, well, can I sue a company that I know has illegal aliens? And do I get the money? Because, shit, I'm hiring me a public defender right now. I'm getting paid. But I probably have to move to Utah to do that. Which kind of, I don't know. No disrespect. I got homies in Utah. Big up. to my people in Utah, but I don't know if I'm necessarily moving there. I'm just saying. But,
and I like to make a comment. Hey, you know how people, you know, everything is geared around hiring illegal immigrants, you know, to work in the factories and work out in the field and stuff like that. But on the down low, nobody ever hears about, or they don't ever make a statement about, you know, the company man that hires the illegal immigrant to work in the house or to be your gardener, stuff like that. You don't ever hear about that, you know, and it's not an issue because, you know, you go to work every day to fight this, but then you go home and you got an illegal immigrant working in your house. You ain't saying anything about that, so.
Yeah, who are these people who are picking them up in front of Home Depot every day? That whole under the table job deal. And like you said, the people who are doing the landscaping for cheap, you're doing that because you don't want to pay a decent wage. So you can't scream against this from this level, but then you practicing it on the other. Not making sense to me.
But then again, it never does. You know, they got all these laws that don't make sense, and then they turn around and say, oh, well, you know, they're unfair to certain people. So it is what it is.
Well, your government is taking it to the next level of the game. Your government now has the new right to track your every move with GPS. According to the law now, government agents can sneak onto your property in the middle of the night, put a GPS device on your car, and keep track of everywhere you go. And it supposedly doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment rights because you don't have, according to the law, reasonable expectation of privacy in your driveway. And so then you have no reasonable expectation that the government isn't tracking your movement.
Well, since my car is in the driveway, the government needs to try to help me with this note up in here. That way, you know, then they can come in my driveway and tell me I don't have privacy because they helping me with the note anyway. So hook a brother up.
Well, speaking on that, you know, hopefully it ain't one of those 1.25 million GPS units that just got recalled by Garmin for a fire hazard. Because I guess what happens is the battery inside the GPS unit overheats and it causes a fire. Now, imagine this. One, you don't even know you got GPS on your car, and your shit just gets on fire. And there's nothing you can do about it because the government put it on your car. Now, is that covered by your insurance?
That's one of those technical laws that they get around.
Oh, well, the funny thing is this began in 2007 when supposedly the government decided to monitor a guy, Juan Pineda Moreno, who lived in Oregon, who they suspected was growing weed. So they snuck onto his property in the middle of the night, found his Jeep in the driveway a few feet from his trailer home, and they attached a GPS tracking device to the vehicle's underside. And after he challenged the DEA's action, a three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit ruled in January that it was all perfectly legal. And then they decided, the judges on the circuit, who they asked to reconsider the ruling, decided just this month to let it stand. Now, what makes it even worse is not only is it legal, but rich people who have the means to protect their homes with electric gate fences and security booths. They have a larger protected zone of privacy around their home, so they are exempt. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, that basically that's the butt of the joke.
Now think about that. I can tag your car anytime I want. If I suspect you of anything, I mean, don't date nobody that's in the DEA, because they can just put GPS on your car if they're a jealous boyfriend or girlfriend. For that matter, if we want to get real deep with it, it just be stalking you. Yeah, I know where you was last night. I mean, it's bad enough. Facebook got the whole you can stalk yourself. And we already know the cell phones can be stalked. I mean, and some people who have the GPS, the GPS is cool when you want to get your car when it's stolen, but is it cool when everybody can follow you? That's when I ask people, is your privacy cool? I mean, is your privacy worth anything? I mean, I wonder if people even care about that. They're like, well, shit, I don't even have GPS. It don't matter. Fuck it. But I guess, you know, when you talk about a police state and people being able to follow you and they can dictate to you what's going to happen, do you care or not? Does that come up? I wonder, do people care about stuff like that?
You know, speaking of that, I got one for you. Did you hear about the latest move that the DEA is trying to do?
Which move is this?
Well, the DEA wants to hire Ebonics translators.
Yeah.
So that
they I talked about that the other night.
Oh,
that's
you did? Okay.
The most retarded shit that I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly.
What the hell is the Ebonics translator? Like, I know what the fuck these motherfuckers are talking about. No. That shit is foreign to me, too. Excuse me, y'all, if I'm cussing too much. I'm just saying. Y'all don't think it's retarded. Ebonics. I can put a trace on your car without a warrant. Don't nobody care about that? It's insult after insult. Like, I talk like a drug dealer? What is that? I don't know.
That's your government. Those are the elected officials that we, the people, put in office. We pay their salaries, and these are the people that, you know, we make rich, and this is what they want to turn around and do to us.
Yeah, well, it's the whole police state. You know, a lot of people think that when folks talk about that, you conspiracy, you tripping. I'm like, really, Emma? They can put this on your car. They can now arrest you, and if you ask for a lawyer, they don't have to get your lawyer. You know, you have to ask for your right to remain silent. You can't just remain silent. I'm like, all your laws, all your rights are being taken away. No biggie. Because nobody cares about their rights. I mean, this dude from New York, I talked about the other night, he wants welfare recipients to be trained. He want to change jails into dorms for welfare recipients. No. Don't see how that, you don't see how, who that's for? Are you putting folks in jail? I gotta live in jail to get money? Shit. I don't know about anybody else, but that sounds retarded. That sounds way past retarded.
Yeah, I ain't living in no jail. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, and I'm going to guess that it's going to be mandatory for you to get the money. You don't have to live in jail. And that's the point. No choice. Now, if you don't have a choice, what do you have? That means you don't have rights. That means it's a police state. Now, for some folks, you don't care. You think that it can't happen to you. But, hell, there's a lawyer right now. I talked about this earlier this year. A guy who talked about the L.A. judges and how they get $59,000 extra dollars per year more than anybody else. It's a one-time thing that they get a bonus every year. He brought it up. He got put in jail for contempt of court. Never charged with anything. He's just in jail for contempt of court for a year and a half now. And I'm in racial rehab, but I gotta say it, he's a white man. So it's not a black thing. It's a white man who brought up corruption, and he's in jail for it, but not charged with anything. And he can't get out. So think about that. When you think about where the country is going as far as your rights go, and do you care about it? I mean, so long as you got the Super Bowl party and the great commercials and Doritos, it's all good. On that note, I'm going to go on a song break here. We're going to play my boy's House of M. Superman Ain't My Name. Hold on a second, Jay. We'll be right back.
There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
You heard, be a word on the street of what you thinking is true. Superman ain't me. I don't fly like a bird, travel at bullet speed. If you clapping, I ain't catching no bullets in my teeth. You see, I'm just an ordinary guy. The only thing is that I pen extraordinary rhymes. And when I'm on a track, trail, Maddox producing skills make me seem superhuman, but I'm not. So MCing takes a whole lot of practice. No CGI, theatrics, seen a whole lot of guys try to match this, but they're unsuccessful. That don't mean that I'm something special, do it. You see, my name is A-Prime from the state of Wisconsin, not the planet Krypton. Kryptonite don't do me harm, but I'm super lyrical and battling. Wax a gun with my House of M squad. So do you believe me now? Nah? You people are unbelievable. How many times do I gotta tell you, man? I'm not Superman. Yo, my name is A-Prime. All caps, no trick spelling. Yeah, all I do is rhyme, man. I don't know nothing about the superhero stuff you talk about, man. I don't know. Ask Gambit, maybe Gambit is Superman. I'm done talking.
What? Yo. Slow down, just wait a minute, that ain't never been my feed. Superheroes, it's a gimmick, Emmett Simmons from Louise. See, I never rock a cape, I ain't got great speed. I can barely breathe, please, Superman ain't me. I'm just the son of a mailman from Milwaukee. So I might go postal, besides, I'm still local. I ain't dying 95, and I didn't fight Lobo. I'm like a marvelous source in DC's for homo. So yo, just please refrain from asking. I'm part of no leagues or factions with Batman.
But what exactly do you do?
I spend my time rapping. I ain't even got a job. I just stood up on my ass, man.
And?
Damn, I just smoke weed and plan sex. So imagine Gambit up in spandex. Think about it, yo. You know that's a super plan. I don't know Superman, so you should ask my man next. Next?
Man, this is ridiculous, man. Dude, I'm too broke to be Superman. Get on y'all jobs. What y'all doing? Can I get a job? I mean, ain't Superman white anyway? Hey, you know what? Hey, Superman is white to do his initials, DC. So you might even want to talk to him. His name is Dana Copper. Hey, Copper, who you want to talk to, man?
What up, man? Yeah.
so what if they call me Coppadopolis? But never been to the city called Metropolis. My weakness green, but it's not kryptonite. And when I grip the mic, I use my supervision to pick out which chick I'm finna take home and hit tonight. Grab my Wonder Woman, we could take a trip tonight. Around the globe for show to show. I got no superpowers, so now you know I fly with Pan Am. I ain't Superman, plus I'm Lex Luthor's biggest fan. To tell the truth, I don't know my pops. I don't fight no crime, and I definitely don't like cops. I'm not trying to save your girl, just the world from whack hip-hop. For artists that think they hot when they not to the nth degree. You in tune to the House of M, superhero, true MCs. Questions, please?
I don't know how
you got that, man. Nah, the only booth I'm in is in the mic booth. Nah, that's the only place I change. Nah, they lying. I don't even know what you mean with that. I don't know where you gotta get the information from. Nah, it's just Dana and Coppa. That's it, man.
Yeah, alright, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this concludes the I Am Not Superman, quote unquote, press conference with the House of M, Mutants, whatever. And we just totally wasted our time. Still don't know who the heck Superman is.
In association with Whackness Films.
Hey, nigga, ain't that that nigga over there? Man, hell yeah, that's that nigga, man. I know this motherfucker didn't have the audacity to come up in my spot. Hey, nigga, pass me my bag. Hey, you finna start bombing on this nigga right on the spot? Hell no, nigga, what this look like, 1993, nigga? That's my laptop. I'm finna blog up on these niggas.
Aaron Tower, and introducing you and trap a lot in his film debut. Cyber Thugs in theaters, August 2009. Soundtrack available on House W Records.
Hey man, I ain't trying to blog in front of no kids. Hey nigga, you acting like a little bitch right now. That nigga blogged your cousin right in front of your motherfucking face. You ain't gonna do shit. You acting like a little bitch right now.
Yeah, nigga, blog that nigga, man, blog that nigga real good. Yeah, all caps too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget the exclamation point. Let that nigga know that you mean business, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Cyber Thugs, nigga, that's how we get down. Cyber Thugs till I D-I-E, nigga.
Together you got to move.
Mm-hmm.
Together you got to
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my guest host, my main man, Black Steel. What's going on, man? I love that song. That was, by the way, House of M, Superman Ain't My Name. Crack up every time I hear that.
Yeah, it was tight.
Some funny cats. Yeah, we ain't bombing on people. We blogging you up, all caps. Anyway. Excuse me, y'all. Now we come to the part of the show that I like. Well, not that I like, but that I like. Anyway, where we talk about the things that don't make sense. Now, we know it's chronicled right here in California. We got an election coming up here in November, legalization of marijuana. Which is a drug, it makes no sense that it's illegal in the first place. But it is what it is. And when you talk about a drug, that's why I like to pick drugs. My drug of the month, Accutane. Accutane was supposedly set up for people who have severe acne. Well, instead of curing acne, Accutane, the side effects while it was curing your acne, you had a little rectal bleeding, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, let me say it right, Crohn's disease, pancreatitis, hypertension, hair loss, hepatitis, and nosebleeds. So, if any of you have taken Accutane over the past 10 years or so, you're pretty much shit out of luck. And you probably had some of these symptoms already. It seems to me I'd rather have pimples than all that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You had me at rectal bleeding. But I do have to talk about a hater. We got the hater of the week. He came to me, my number one fan here, last minute. Hater of the week from my hometown, a judge who sentenced a woman to 10 days in jail because she wore low-riding shorts in the courtroom. Kimberly Sinnott, 23 years old, was held in direct contempt of court on August 19th because her shorts showed off her panties and the top of her ass. Judge Steve Windhorse, who put her on trial for the ass showing, questioned her about the shorts, and she said they were riding low because security forced her to remove her belt while going through security. So, what happened? He says, well, I don't care. And he gave her 10 days in jail, right there on the spot. Now, is that a hater or what?
Yeah, he was hating on her only because he was probably trying to get at her, and she was like, no. So he was like, oh, okay, I'll get you back. That's how they do.
Yeah, well, the point is, you going to give somebody jail time after they took her belt? I mean, sagging pants is worth jail? Now, they're, of course, going to say contempt of court and all that because you didn't have the proper attire. She wasn't even on trial. It was her brother who took a plea deal and got 12 years. But she ends up getting some time. Now, supposedly they let her go early. But the fact that she had to go to jail for 10 minutes is 10 minutes too much because of her shorts. That should be a warning. And don't do it no more. Maybe hold her for a couple of hours afterwards in the courtroom. But you don't go to jail for that shit. I'm sorry. They got real criminals in the world. And you want to do this shit. So Judge Steve Windhorse, F you. You a
hater.
Sucker. Yeah. New Orleans. Just goes to show you, like I always say, people don't have value for women. This is another one of those stories. And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to thank my man Black Steel, as always, for coming on the show, blessing us with your presence.
As always, thanks for having me.
Hey, you my number one music critic in homie, so... You know, you're my partner in crime, so I got to have you on.
Yeah, no doubt. Good looking out.
But we ain't going to spread all this extra love on the air. You know, folks thinking nothing. Anyway, on that note, once again, thank everybody for listening. I hope you all have a good night, day, whatever it is, whenever you're listening to this. You know, Dick Hugger, Smooth Drummer. Oh, before I go, big shout out to my cousin Lavinia. Get better. Love you. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands up.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama.